Command number 1. Obey my commands. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:15. This is truly the first of the commands. Its importance is self-evident. The nature of a command requires obedience. A command is not a suggestion. A command is a command. Obedience is compulsory. And yet, there remains such a thing as disobedience. Perhaps this is why Jesus often introduces the subject of obedience with the tiny but eternally significant word, if. He recognizes that there are always two paths, obedience and disobedience. He commands obedience, but many will not obey. The Bible focuses these two paths from beginning to end, always highlighting that the choice between the two lies within the will of the human mind and heart. We choose whether to obey or disobey. We choose light or darkness. We choose whether to live by God's principles or disregard them. We choose whether to exalt ourselves or deny ourselves. We each make that choice 100 times every day. At the end of his life, Moses issued this charge to the Israelites. I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, and by keeping his commandments, then you shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you. But if your heart turns away, and you are drawn away to worship other gods, I declare to you this day that you shall perish. I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and cleaving to him. For that means life to you and length of days. Deuteronomy 30:15-20. Jesus continually emphasizes this same if. He phrases his command to obedience not as a direct command, but as a natural outgrowth of love. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14:15. He who has my commands and keeps them, he it is who loves me. John 14:21. If a man loves me, he will keep my word. John 14:23. You are my friends if you do what I command you. John 15:14. Jesus is well aware of the games people play with spiritual things. He wants none to mistake what it means to be his follower. Many will claim to love him. Many will pretend to love him. Many will talk about loving him. Many will analyze what it means to love him. But there exists only one validating sign. A Christian is distinguished and defined by that one and only that one thing. The progression is clear. If you love me, you will obey my commands. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. As it was for the Israelites to the commands of Moses, obedience to the commands of Jesus is a daily moment-by-moment choice. We make it over and over. We are continually making it. It is a progressive and ongoing choice that defines obedience to this command and to all the commands. It defines what it means to love Jesus and be his follower. Therefore, choose life. Choose to obey the commands. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermon, second series, The Truth in Jesus, The Elect Lady, chapter 11. Do you ask, what is faith in him? I answer, the leaving of your own way, your objects, yourself, and the taking of his in him. The leaving of your trust in men, in money, in opinion, in character, in atonement itself, and doing as he tells you. I can find no words strong enough to serve for the weight of this necessity, this obedience. It is the one terrible heresy of the church that it has always been presenting something else than obedience as faith in Christ. It will be neither the church nor the world that will sit on the great white throne. He who sits there will not ask, "Did you go to church?" but, "Did you do what I told you?" God bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to obey his commands. Protect me from the terrible scourge of Christianity, playing games with spirituality, pretending to love Jesus while disregarding what he tells me to do. Remind me every day, every hour, every moment, that love for Jesus is defined by obedience. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.